Welcome to Brighty on Broadcast News with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Welcome to this weekend edition of Brighty on Broadcast News. I'm Mike Adams. It's Saturday, February 15th, 2025, and this will be a short edition, but there's so much amazing good news to cover. There's so much winning that is happening that I have to cover Friday's winning. And if I don't cover it now, if I wait for the weekend, which will have more winning, then by the time I talk about Friday's winning on Monday, Friday's winning will get buried under the weekend winning. There's so much winning. We have to just take it piece by piece, you know? Also today, I'm going to be featuring the new Vaccine Zombie music video. It's coming up right here. You're going to love this. The song is going viral. People are absolutely loving it. I posted it on X and Brighteon Social and Telegram and all of our channels. It's also on music.brighteon.com if you want to go there directly and see all the lyrics and everything. This music video is just stunning. It's hilarious. Also, it will leave you roaring with laughter because we also have an AI animated zombie lip sync performer that's actually singing the song with accurate facial motion. A zombie, like an animated zombie lip sync avatar in the corner of the video for part of the video. And it's just bonkers. When you see it, you're going to go, no way. Like, that's crazy. But it's hilarious. It's a funny video, but it's also got a very important message, of course. And I'll give you the full story about Vaccine Zombie maybe after we play it. So we'll get to that in a second. The other major news that's happening, well, the big news is that President Trump signed an executive order that withholds federal funding from all publicly funded educational institutions across America, you know, universities and colleges, et cetera, if they maintain vaccine mandates for COVID vaccines. So in other words, Trump just ended all the COVID jab mandates across all schools, or at least higher education institutions, the ones that take federal money, which is most of them. So that's a huge deal. That's going to save lives. Big deal. And I would imagine that RFK Jr. had something to do with that decision. That's just my guess, but it's a pretty good guess. So anybody listening to this, if you were wondering, would Trump do anything against vaccines, or was Trump a pro-vaccine sellout? You know, I've seen a lot of people, oh, he's just a pro-vaccine sellout. And I've had my concerns, you know, about Operation Warp Speed and all that. Well, this really proves something. Trump's actions here proved something huge. He's not a pro-vaccine sellout. He's actually pulling back on vaccine mandates. He's saving lives by halting the vaccine mandates. And also RFK Jr. announced on a TV interview that he was going to actually build a much better VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Yeah, he's going to do something much better, which is an accurate reporting system to gather more data, more signals, so that HHS and FDA, et cetera, can actually make better decisions about the harm that vaccines are causing. And as you know, the vaccine industry has always wanted to bury the evidence of harm. And RFK Jr. promised the senators that he would be data-driven. So now he's going to roll out data collection, which has been missing because it's been a giant cover-up. So he's keeping his promise to the senators, and he's keeping his promise to us at the same time. It's like, yeah, we're going to shine the spotlight on all this vaccine damage and autism damage and vaccine deaths and all these things. I mean, those are my words, not his, but his data will reveal that because that's what vaccines cause. So RFK Jr. is keeping his promise already, like 2 or 3 days in. I don't even think he's shown up at the office yet. He's already kicking ass. So good job, RFK. Or technically, I have to start calling him Secretary Kennedy. That's going to take a long time to get used to. I don't know if I can do that. All right, next news item. This is a big deal. In Washington, D.C. and surrounding areas like, you know, Virginia, parts of Virginia, etc., there is a flood of homes for sale. All of a sudden, thousands of residential real estate listings have flooded the market. Why? Because USAID, the slush fund, has cut off all the money to all these grifters, all these criminals in D.C. that have been living off free money, USAID money, NGO money, money laundering, kickbacks, fraud, bribery, you name it. That's how they were all living And they know that they are guilty because the sudden increase in home listings is only part of the story. The rest of the story is that if you look at Google searches in the DC area, did you know you can look up trends on certain search terms to find out if the terms are going up? Well, in the District of Columbia, you are seeing a massive spike right now in search terms like wipe hard drive, or Swiss banks, or non-extradition treaties, or criminal defense attorney. Those are the kinds of search queries that are just skyrocketing in DC. You know why? Because these people, they know that they are criminal felons guilty of money laundering, and they know the records all exist. See, the thing about money laundering crimes is that unless you use like privacy crypto or something, which leaves no trail, if you just use a regular banking system, the smoking gun evidence is all right there, just waiting for somebody to find it. Somebody like, Doge, Elon Musk and his little army of, AI spider geeks who are in there just hoovering up all the data, all the evidence of all the crimes carried out by all these people, these traitors, these bureaucrats, these leftists and Democrats who funded themselves for decades. They basically just looted the treasury. They just looted the American people. They funneled all this money to themselves, and they were counting on never being found out because they thought they could just defeat Trump or throw him in jail, keep him out of power, and that they could keep this scam going forever. And boy, were they wrong. So here's what's about to happen, folks. And these people in DC, they know this. That's why they're looking up criminal defense attorneys and non-extradition treaties and how do I hide money and how do I wipe my hard drive, right? Swiss banks, where can I send money and bury it? That's why this is happening. Because they know that Team Doge is going to take all this data from the Treasury, from USAID, and from NGOs, and they're going to do a massive AI-powered analysis of the connections. It's basically like running 10 million traces all at the same time to trace the financial crimes that took place. And then they're going to prioritize those by the size of the crime, and they're going to turn those over to the DOJ for mass prosecutions. And some of these money trails are going to lead to Democrats in the House of Representatives or Democrat senators. So over the next year, you are going to see a wave of resignations from the House and from the Senate. It's going to be mostly Democrats, but maybe a few rhinos in there as well, but mostly Democrats. And some of them are going to be given a choice, which is, hey, check out this folder, flip the pages. We have all this on you. Now, you can either resign and go home and have a good life, do whatever you did before, or you're going to go to prison and all this is going to get leaked to, the media or Breitbart or Alex Jones or whatever. That's what's going to happen. So you make a choice. You have 6 hours. I don't know. Choose wisely. You're going to see a wave of resignations. Those are the people who got caught. And then for people who got caught but don't have positions of great power, like they're not, judges, or they're not members of the House, or they're not, just not powerful people, but they're on the take, they're grifters, they're going to get prosecuted. And then some of those people are going to be offered a deal. What kind of deal? Oh, you know the kind of deal. The kind of deal that low-level drug dealers get offered. Hey, guess what? We'll go easy on you if you tell us who you worked for. You tell us who's above you that funneled this money to you. You tell us who was giving you the orders, which NGOs. You name names. You name the congressional offices. You name the departments. You name the employees inside HHS or the CDC or the EPA or whoever. You name them, or State Department, right? You name them, we'll go easy on you. You might even not have to go to jail. How about that? You're going to have all these people turning state's evidence, turning against the Democrats who took all this money. This is going to be the most massive whistleblowing campaign ever in the history of this country. Because these Democrats are running scared. There are now suicide watches among these treasonous criminals in D.C. Yeah, suicide watches, because some of them realize they are so guilty that if they get found, and they know they're going to get found because the records are all there, they're going to have to kill themselves because it's so shameful. And I was thinking, you know, this is the best thing that could happen. Because I remember before the election, like some people would say pretty radical things like, you know, hang them all, you know. And this is better than hanging them all. If that's, I mean, I'm not even, of course, advocating hanging them all. I'm just saying this is way better than that. Don't hang them, prosecute them, expose them. And I hope these people do not commit suicide because I want them to face trial. I want them to be prosecuted and I want them to be hunted down by prosecutors and law enforcement to arrest them and charge them. Because these are the people, don't feel sorry for them, not one second. These are the people that hunted us down. They hunted you down. They put our friends in prison for 4 years. They hunted us down. They terrorized us for at least the last 4 years. Actually, it was really 8 years because they were terrorizing us under the first Trump administration too. These are the people who are the criminals. They are the traitors. They are the tyrants. And I feel no sorrow for them having to sell their homes. If they happen to end up homeless because all their free money got cut off, yeah, they deserve every moment of that. If they are arrested and prosecuted and end up in prison for life for treason or money laundering, they deserve every moment of that. These are not good people. They are not good faith people. They are not even really Americans because they hate America. These are the people that put us all through absolute misery and terrorism and psychological campaigns and vaccine jabs and lockdowns and mask mandates and media lies and all of it, depopulation, bioweapons, and war in Ukraine. I mean, these are the people who did that. They're responsible for the deaths of millions of people, actually tens of millions around the world. And yet, I don't want these people to commit suicide. I want them to stay alive long enough to face arrest and prosecution and trial. So share the news on this, folks, and join me wherever you are online. Join me in calling for criminal prosecutions of every single person who took USAID money in an illegitimate fashion, charged them with money laundering and fraud. If they were wiring out money to programs that had already expired, that's a crime. That's criminal fraud. Prosecute them. If they received money illegitimately and, you know, spent it or took it, put it in their bank accounts, that's a crime. That's a crime of receiving stolen goods, actually, it turns out. And those are wire fraud crimes as well. Prosecute those people. Prosecute those who sent the money. Prosecute those who received the money if it was illegitimate. Now, there are a few programs where it was not illegitimate, and I'm not saying prosecute those. But for those where it was a fake program or an expired program, or it was just a front for a bunch of CIA activity or propaganda activity or censorship activity, there's a lot of that. Prosecute them all. Throw all the censors in prison. The censors at Google, the censors at YouTube, the censors at Facebook, at LinkedIn, at Vimeo, you know, all of them who, if you engaged in censorship and you took either advice from the government or NGOs, or you took money from NGOs or the government, you committed a crime, you should be prosecuted, you should go to prison. So I am expecting that we are going to need so many prison cells that I have said publicly the only area of increased government spending that I support is spending to build more prisons just to host former government employees and the co-conspirators that were complicit with them in terrorizing the American people. Throw them all in prison. And if we have to build more prisons for that purpose alone, so be it. That's the one area of government spending for which I approve. Now, along the same lines here, what's interesting is that Trump has effectively resulted in now hundreds of thousands of federal employees being fired or laid off from various government agencies all of the sort of temporary employees were just let go. It turns out to be hundreds of thousands. The CDC alone was 1,300 employees. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, CDC employees. And out of HHS, over 5,000 employees were just let go. Hundreds of thousands across other federal agencies. And I ask you this question, dear listener. With these hundreds of thousands of federal employees having now lost their jobs, have you noticed, has anything gone wrong? Has the government failed to do any good thing that it was doing before? No, nobody misses big government. Nobody misses it. These people are not missed. They did nothing for society other than evil. They were not good people. They were not doing good things. They were not helping our society. They were terrorizing our society. And the more get fired, the better, and you will never miss them. You will never wake up one day and discover yourself in a situation, I just found out that some agency is just not doing its job. And I really wish they had more people there doing their job, because without them doing their job, we're all suffering. No, you will never have that day. If anything, you will wake up and say, by God, fire more of them, because they've made my life a living hell, whether it's the EPA or the FDA or the IRS or the DEA or whoever. You will say, fire them all. And, you know, we could start by firing 50% of federal employees, and with the help of AI replacing them, we could probably boost that up to 80 or 90%, and that would be great. Fire 9 out of 10 federal workers. And frankly, we could do that by summer. Wouldn't that be great? What do you think would happen to the real estate prices in Arlington, Virginia, or Washington, D.C., or parts of Maryland, huh? Or even parts of Connecticut, for that matter. What do you think would happen? Yeah, they would plummet. And that's exactly as it should be, because it's been artificially pumped up by all the artificial money laundering into that area. Why is that area filled with so much financial wealth? Because they're all criminals. I mean, the ones that worked for the federal government, which is most of them. I mean, not everybody in that area worked for the government, obviously. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the federal workers that took all this money. They're criminals. I hope they lose their homes. I hope they lose their freedom. I hope they are arrested and prosecuted and jailed for life if found guilty of the crimes of money laundering and theft from we the people. Throw them in jail for life. That's one expenditure I'm happy to support. Now, we're going to play Vaccine Zombie for you here. This is my latest music video. And there's a really interesting story about this, because this song initially came out, I think, in 2011. I wrote it then. And I did the music video then. And I hired an animator to do animations, which were really interesting at the time. And I recorded the song. You know, I did all the audio myself and everything. It was a very popular song. It's one of the reasons why I got banned. Early on, I was considered one of the most dangerous voices in America for daring to tell people the truth about the dangers of vaccines and actually being effective at reaching people with songs like Vaccine Zombie. So I'll tell you what, I'll play the music video for you, and then I'll talk about it on the other side, give you a little bit of background. But I just want you to notice we have captions in it, and then in the bottom right-hand corner, about 30 or 45 seconds into the song, a zombie face pops up and starts singing. He starts to lip sync the entire, well, most of the song. And that is wild. So give it a look. You're going to love this song. I'll be back on the other side with an explanation of the song. Here we go.
Standing in line for the vaccine shot. Hope I get mine, cause believe it or not, I think I might die unless I take what they got. My brain's too fried, so I give it no thought, no thought. Cause the FDA said it's safe for me. The drug companies claim that it's made for me. And the government, they gonna pay for me. It's not too late for me, is it? Now it's my turn to be injected. They say it's gonna hurt, but I'll be protected. When they give the word, I do as I'm directed. I'm not the kind of person to do something unexpected. I do everything the doctors tell me. Swallow all those pills they sell me. I'm afraid that germs might kill me. Vaccine, zombie, zombie. I forgot how to think for myself, yeah. I don't understand a thing about health, yeah. I do the same as everyone else. I'm a vaccine.
vaccine, zombie, zombie. When I took the shot, then my face turned blue. I started feeling hot inside, but I didn't have a clue what to do. My temperature was 102, then my nutsack shriveled up and fell off too. The nurse screamed and said something was missing. She called the physician, who said he had a suspicion that the vaccine caused a neurological condition. And soon I would see the mortician. They started cutting out my brain, happy as can be. Bunch of undead doctors from the CDC. I finally figured out what happened to me when they said we got another vaccine, zombie. Step one, remove your brain. Step two, replace with zombie vaccines. Step three, watch television for further instructions from the Centers for Zombie Control. I do everything the doctors tell me. Swallow all those pills they sell me. I'm afraid that germs might kill me. Vaccine, zombie, zombie. I forgot how to think for myself, yeah. I don't understand a thing about health, yeah. I do the same as everyone else. I'm a vaccine, zombie, zombie. Requested, like the media covertly suggested, you guessed it. I finally gave in and confessed it. I like to have my body and my brain medically molested. Don't wanna be arrested, so I don't protest it. I give another pint of blood just to test it. I'm not taking those herbs, I detest it. Just give me more pills, they're gonna be ingested. I'm a sucker for the ads, a sucker for the labs, a sucker for the swine flu jabs. And I don't mind following a medical fad, cause living without a brain ain't half bad. Come and play. Come and play, come and play in my vaccine lottery. You gonna pay, you gonna pay, cause the vaccine makes more profit than vitamin D. Listen up, experimental vaccines aren't even safe. They stick it in your arm doing permanent harm. It treats you like a medical slave. I'm afraid of invisible germs. I need a vaccine. I'm afraid of parasites and worms. I need a vaccine. I'm afraid of seasonal flu. I need a vaccine. I'm afraid of having sex with you. I need a vaccine. I'm afraid of my children's chicken pox. I need a vaccine. I'm afraid of my roommate's dirty socks. I believe all the news that's on television. I believe the official 9/11 commission. Those herbs are quackery. I get my food from a fast food factory. I got my psych drugs, they talking back to me. Modern medical myths are like fact to me. Everything I know I heard from TV. Everything they say at the CDC is true. You see, you have to agree with the words of a vaccine zombie. The words of a vaccine zombie.
All right, this is Mike Adams, the creator of the Vaccine Zombie song and music video, and this is commentary about the song and music video. There's an interesting history of this. This original song was something that I wrote and recorded in 2011. And back then, you know, we didn't have AI, and so I hired an animator to hand animate everything you see in the video, and I had a couple of clips in there of me singing along with it. Of course, I had a giant TV display behind me while I was filming that, and I just did that in a like a den room. I didn't even use a professional studio. But I recorded the song, I did all the audio production and everything, and I wrote the lyrics, and that song became very popular in 2011, and it was also one of the reasons why I became aggressively targeted by the CIA and the deep state and the vaccine industry. Big Pharma actually funded and unleashed black ops teams specifically to target myself and a few other people. One company spent over $1 million a year targeting me and one other person, just the two of us, with smear campaigns and smearing us, you know, all over the media and Wikipedia and everything else. And it was all designed to shut down this message that's in the song, Vaccine Zombie. Because, as you have no doubt come to realize, every line in the song has come true. Like, everything in the song has come true. And it was almost prophetic, really, looking back on that, you know, more than a decade ago, 14 years ago. To know that then, you know, I mean, to realize how evil Big Pharma was and how evil the vaccine industry was back then, and the CDC and the FDA all named in the song, and also talking about all the brain damage and, you know, the push for vaccines for chicken pox and everything else. You got to realize that in 2011, that song and those lyrics were like really fringe. That was really, really radical stuff. Back then, most Americans trusted the CDC. Obviously, that was long before COVID, right? It was 9 years before COVID and 10 years before the COVID vaccines. So everybody trusted the CDC. Everybody trusted the FDA. They don't anymore. At least the people living don't. But back then, everybody did. And the lyrics were considered really radical and even dangerous. You know, some people said, oh, this is going to get children killed because they'll avoid, they'll be afraid of vaccines. You know, that kind of nonsense. I mean, now we know that vaccines are killing children. Vaccines cause autism. Vaccines are killing people. And especially COVID vaccines are depopulation bioweapons that are engineered to kill people. And we know the mRNA technology is a death tech that causes, you know, clots and foreign proteins to be replicated in your body. So you shed on other people and harm people around you just by shedding on them. You know, vaccines have become anti-human weapons. Now, when I wrote this song in 2011, I could not, of course, anticipate mRNA technology. That didn't exist. At least, I mean, maybe it existed in a lab somewhere, but nobody really knew about it except a few people. I certainly didn't know about it then. Nor could we have anticipated what was going to happen with the COVID pandemic and the Wuhan lab and Fauci and lockdowns and masks and all the nonsense that went on there, and the total destruction of the economy and massive money printing, you know. Wow, we have lived through some crazy times, folks, together. We've lived through it. And the fact that you're hearing this means that we've survived it together, too. That's saying something. That's a big deal. So, fast forward to today, a few months ago, actually. That's when I found out about Suno, the creative song engine. And there are a number of engines out there that do music. There's like Refusion and Suno, and there's a couple of others as well. And they've become very advanced in terms of being able to do, you know, music. Now, so I used AI to produce the music for this, but one thing that you need to understand is that it takes a lot of effort to get AI music to sound good. Some people think that it's so simple, you just throw a bunch of words into a prompt and just say, I want rock and roll style or whatever, and it's going to spit out this awesome song. And actually, not so much. It's usually not that awesome. And it turns out that to create AI augmented music really takes a musician. And I think to do it well, you know, you have to have an ear for music. You have to have an ear for the syncopation of the lyrics. You have to do better than just simple rhyming. You know, like if you listen to this song, the rhymes are really complex and multi-layered, like really delicately put together, you know, word cuisine, basically, right? These aren't simple rhymes, and these aren't AI-generated rhymes. You can tell. These are lyrics that took me a long time to put together back then. I mean, probably I was brainstorming this song over a period of many weeks, and I would do like one verse at a time, or I'd be playing with the ideas in my head, and then I would, you know, hit upon an idea, I'd bring that in, like, wow, let's do that. And of course, I found, you know, it takes a lot of effort to do it well. And then it turns out the structure of this particular song is very, very different. Like the whole section where it goes, I'm afraid of invisible germs, I need a vaccine. I'm afraid of parasites and worms, I need a vaccine. I'm afraid of seasonal flu, I'm afraid of having sex with you, etc. That's an unusual structure. And then to follow that with a completely different structure, like those herbs are woo-woo quackery. I get my food from a fast food factory. And, you know, rhyming like quackery and factory, that's not something that AI would normally rhyme, right? That comes out of a person thinking about this. And then I rhymed that with, I got my psych drugs, they talk them back to me. Modern medical myths are like fact to me. So I rhymed quackery, factory, back to me, and fact to me. And they do rhyme, if you think about it. They do rhyme. But an AI engine would never rhyme those words. So, you know, good rap artists, of course, will do really creative rhymes, and they will play really loosely with the words, and that's something that I actually appreciate. And there's a there's a whole verse in this song that was a very intricate series of rhymes. And let me just read it for you here. I think you'll appreciate this. I always do as requested, like the media covertly suggested, you guessed it, right? So that's three rhyming terms right there. I finally gave in and confessed it. I like to have my body and my brain medically molested. So I'm rhyming requested, guessed it, suggested, confessed it, and molested. And then the next verse, don't want to be arrested, which is another rhyme, so I don't protest it. I give another pint of blood just to test it. I'm not taking those herbs, I detest it. Just give me more pills, they're going to be ingested. So those two paragraphs from the song, if you just read the rhyming words, it's requested, suggested, guessed it, confessed it, molested, arrested, protested, tested, detested, ingested. See what I mean? Like, whoa, that's a tongue twister. Well, those are really intricate, you know, human-created lyrics. And there's so much fun to listen to like that because the rhythm, you know, your brain just loves to hear the intricate looping, like layered rhymes of this. At least I like to hear it. I think a lot of people like to hear it. It's really fun to hear well-done lyrics. Okay, so using today's tools then, even using tools like Suno, you still have to do probably hundreds of different renders. And even then, if you find one that has the basic kind of sound that you like, you have to clip out and rework areas or sections. Sometimes you have to extend the songs. This song is quite long, so it didn't fit all in one render. It is an extended song, and then you have to do audio editing in a regular, like, you know, DAW software, audio editing software, which I've used for, you know, 25 years, so I'm used to that. And then you have to rework certain sections if the AI engine mispronounces something or if they don't have the syncopation that you're looking for. Then you have to rework it. So, like, one of the lines in the song is, I believe all the news that's on television, I believe the official 9/11 commission. Well, the first time, the primary render on this did not produce the timing anywhere close to that. It was completely wrong, and so I had to rework that section a lot. And, of course, television and commission, they rhyme also in humans' minds, but not necessarily AI. And there was a time in this where I had clipped out a section of this. I was having so much trouble getting it to render correctly and to fit. I actually had to remove a section. And then I ended up finding a way to put it back in. And that section is the one that says, everything I know came from TV. My psych drugs, they're talking back to me because I'm a vaccine zombie. Like, those had to be taken out, and then I was able to put them back in. So fortunately, I was able to rework the entire song from 2011, but it took a tremendous amount of work to get it right. And then I turned this one over to my staff for animations. Now, I did initially generate the first stills of this, and I did the prompt engineering for the stylistic choices of what I wanted, which was kind of like a cartoonish zombie, kind of like a Pixar style, like children's cartoon zombie, you know what I mean? Not that this is for children, but that kind of style, because I wanted it to be funny. And what's really horrifying about this is when I was first experimenting with the renders of the stills on this, and I tried different styles, one style in particular, which was a realistic illustration style, was so bloody and gory that it just completely grossed me out. It was more like a realistic brain removal surgery scene with blood everywhere. I was like, oh God, no, that is not what we're going for here. Like, we want more like Halloween cartoon characters, you know, that like a zombie holding a brain, but we don't want blood gushing everywhere. That's not what we're going for here, right? This is supposed to be, you know, funny, but educational, but not gross, which is a really delicate line here when you're dealing with needles and zombies, right? How do you make it not gross, but hilarious and a little horrifying? So that balance is tricky. And you'll know this if you're in the music industry or the video industry, you'll know that what people see on the screen has to match the vibe of the song. You know, they go together. And there is a comedic element to this song. And you'll notice that one of the lead instruments in this song is indeed a kazoo. Do you notice that? It's like a digital kazoo. It's like, you know, whatever. That's a kazoo, folks, okay? So any song with a kazoo in it should be a funny song, and the video should be a funny video. Otherwise, it doesn't match. So you know what a kazoo is, right? I'm not even sure that qualifies as an instrument, but it's used in a lot of comedy songs. So it was a very delicate balance here to make it all match, and I gave a lot of direction to my graphics person, my video person, and this was his first AI-generated video. Because one of the things I've mentioned here is that I've been introducing a lot of AI tools to my staff because I want to empower them with this technology. I want to amplify their efforts. And, you know, I'm in the realm of being a communicator and being an entertainer sometimes and doing podcasts or doing music or videos or documentaries or whatever the case may be. And so I know that my staff need to be up to speed on this. And so I specifically give them these kinds of assignments, and I effectively order them to use AI. I'm like, don't even think about doing it some other way, whatever old way you used to do. Like, no, here's your tool set. You know, here's all your logins and passwords, etc. And I want you to use this. And then I want you to make the following. And so we started with all the stills. And once I was happy with the stills, which are just still images throughout the video, kind of like storyboarding a movie, then we animated the stills. So that's the approach that I take on all these music videos. You just storyboard it first, and then you animate the storyboards. I did that with the bailout money, and I did all that myself. So that was the music video that helped me learn how to do it. I also did Where the Money Go, Joe. I'm the one who did that. And then I was able to teach my staff how to take it on. And now they're working on numerous other music videos, and I'm focusing on just the music, which is great. And I have a vision for how I want the music videos to look. I've assigned one piece of music, a video that I want to have. It's got a Latin guitar style to it. It's kind of a classical analog Latin guitar riffs rap song. Yeah, very interesting. And it's called Doing All Right. And the theme for that, I want it to be really high saturation, colorful Mexican and Aztec art. Like Aztec or maybe even some Mayan art, like Mexican and Central American designs and patterns and art throughout that song, because it fits with the analog classic Latin guitar riffs. And it's going to be a very beautiful music video when that's done. And one of the things you'll notice about the music that I do is I'm very diverse across every genre. I've got a country western song that's done. We're just working on the video. You know, I've done like pop electronica. This Vaccine Zombie song is like a comedy pop song, you might say. I've got a soprano orchestral opera singing song coming up that you'll find really interesting. I've got hip-hop songs, got different rap styles, got like grunge rap and like Chicago rap, LA rap, whatever, different kinds of styles, different kinds of percussion, like, you know, dirty drums, like noisy drums, you know, the 808 drums, you know, old school electronic drum machine drums from the 1990s or whatever. Every different genre I'm okay with, and I can do music in any genre. And that's my intention, actually. I really want to try to express every musical genre. I mean, not every genre. I'm not going to do, like, you know, Espanol. I'm not doing multilingual songs. But I can do every style in English, and that's what I intend to do. I want to put out different songs and cover every style. And I've just finished a feature song for a documentary called Unpacking the Lies. And that's more of a... what would you call that? It's like a pop female rap style with an angelic singing, angelic vocals, rap style. I mean, really interesting. But I intend to do a lot more of that. And I really want to do something kind of like Linkin Park, you know? You know, the classic Linkin Park songs like I'm So Numb, you know? But in all these music AI generators, you can't, of course, you can't name a singer that you're trying to imitate because, well, that's maybe a little too close to ripping off that singer's voice, you know? So they don't allow that, and I wouldn't want to do it that way anyway. I don't want to copy the specific voice of a person, nor the specific style of a single band, you know? But I like the genre that Linkin Park represents, which is like an experimental electronica type of genre. And also there's, you know, there's a really fun genre from the late 1980s, which was Tears for Fears. And I really like the progressive electronica experimental music style of Tears for Fears. And that's something that I'd like to play around with as well. I really like the world percussion with bass tracks of Peter Gabriel, things like that. So there's a lot of amazing musical genres to experiment with, and I find these really inspiring. I find this to be a tremendous amount of fun just to do this. You know, this for me, this is like such great stuff. It's really enjoyable. I don't know. Some people like to watch football or whatever. I like to create music. You know, it's my thing. And now I no longer have to sit down at the keyboard and play out all the notes and record all that stuff and lay down the drum track. And that's a ton of work. Instead of taking 2 weeks to do a song, I can do it in like 12 hours. You know, if I have the lyrics, which can take longer. But I can do a really solid song in one day now, thanks to AI. It used to take a lot longer. So the bottom line is there's a lot more songs coming. And also I've done one musical poetry piece called A Child of God. And I'll do a separate commentary on that, but the short version is that started out as me writing a tweet. I was writing a tweet, and as I was writing it out, I was like, this should really be a poem, you know, because it's very, the words are really profound. Seriously, you should like listen to the poem, and you'll see. You can hear it at music.brighteon.com if you want to check it out. But I was writing out the poem, and then as I wrote out the poem, I'm like, man, this needs some music. So it went from a tweet to a song to a music video, which is one of the most artistically expressive, like cosmically graphic, mind-blowing consciousness videos that you've ever seen in your life. Because the person in my company that did that is a legit, like really talented, straight-up artist and a graphic designer. And her ability to use AI to bring out the images that are in her mind, it's mind-blowing. There are three or four images in that song that could, frankly, just by themselves, they could be world-class like paintings. I mean, they are just iconic images that will blow your mind. If you haven't seen that video yet, trust me, you're going to want to see that video. It's called A Child of God. And again, music.brighteon.com, you can check it out. And you can always download the MP3 files for yourself, and you can put them on your phone, and you can enjoy them. And the way I like to share the music with you is to say, all my MP3 files are free for non-commercial use, right? So enjoy it yourself, use it, listen, be inspired by it, whatever you want to do, give it to a friend. I just ask that if somebody wants to use it commercially, like in a commercial or in a film or whatever, then in that case, we do ask for you to license it from us for commercial use. And there would be some, you know, small fee associated with that. Just, we don't care about the fee as much as we just want to make sure that our song doesn't end up like endorsing, you know, Doritos or something stupid like that. Come on. So we don't want it for commercial use. Okay, so that's the commentary. Enjoy all the music and be sure to check out more songs and more music videos at music.brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed Vaccine Zombie, and feel free to share it far and wide. You can repost it everywhere. Take care.
Now at healthrangerstore.com, we have the matcha superfood formula to make an instant matcha tea loaded with superfoods. Check out the ingredients. I've got it on my screen here. Here it is, matcha superfood latte. And if you go down to the ingredients here, you'll see something pretty amazing. Not only is it made with this delicious coconut milk powder and the matcha powder, all laboratory tested, as you can see, all certified organic here, but we put in some chlorella and spirulina powder. And it's sweetened with monk fruit extract powder, but it's got functional mushrooms in here, reishi, shiitake, and so on, cordyceps. So this has this incredible combination, including lion's mane, that's my favorite, this incredible combination of microalgae superfood as well as matcha, which has all of its own amazing benefits, plus the functional mushrooms. This is available right now, healthrangerstore.com. And show my desk. I want to give our audience a look. We've also got our amazing instant mashed potatoes, the cheesy, creamy, buttery mashed potatoes in the number 10 cans. And then if you want to beat the tariffs that may be coming on Manuka honey from Australia and goji berries from the Tibet regions of China, the high elevation, clean regions, you need to get them now. We've got the goji berries, laboratory tested, of course. We've got the Manuka honey, which is certified with the high bioactives in the honey. There's a lot of counterfeit Manuka honey out there. This is the real deal, certified in several different ways and laboratory tested. You can find all that at healthrangerstore.com. And then I want to show you one other thing that's really useful this time of year. We've got this. A lot of people don't even know about it. It's called the Organic Daily Immune Complex Blend. 2 ounces, super potent blend. Let me show you some of the ingredients that you will find in this because it'll blow your mind. It's a spagyric maitake mushroom extract with shiitake and echinacea root extract together. And it's part ethanol and it's part water. So, you know, it's that combination that does a better extraction from the functional mushrooms here. So functional mushrooms plus echinacea in a laboratory tested certified organic format. Again, the Organic Daily Immune Complex Blend, 2 fluid ounces, available now, healthrangerstore.com. We've got hundreds of products for your health, for your kitchen, for your home, for preparedness, and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com and know that every purchase there helps support our platform and our work to give back to humanity for freedom, health, and happiness. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.